this that puts the water into the flour, or adding water into dirt, any type of kneading, yechayev flash. V'yoyfe baking, such Rashi, yoyfe lohoyev a mishkin. Really baking, for a lechas a mishkin, there's no purpose to bake. The loytzora chela bepas, it's only needed for bread. Upas loshachiv lechas a mishkin. Pas was not for the building of the mishkin, for the kabonis, for the menachas they brought pas. But that's not called the Lama Tes Melachas that you had by the Mishkan. The Lama Tes Melachas means what they did for building the Mishkan itself. You didn't have to bake bread for building the Mishkan. But all of them are gemolt with the samamonim. They used to make the dye, grow the dye, in order to dye the threads to make the kalim for the Mishkan. Shel tseva, tchelis, to make from blue. For yagom and purple, with tzalashoni. For gemara porich, the shovik tanim of ashol, devi with samamonim. Really, the Tanna sort of said cooking. Because cooking, they used to cook up this dye, they used to grow the leaves, and they used to cook up the leaves, and that would dye the water. So in the Melechas for Mishkan, you had Mavashal, not Oifa. But Mishkan Oifa is the same thing. So Gemara explained, why does the Mishnah Chapa on Oifa baking and not Mavushal, which is really by the Tzorech HaMishkan. But not get Oifa. And instead, the Mishnah uses Oifa. The Gemara will explain why. But the Mishnah once said, this is to do with the pas. Things we do for making pas. The shiurin shall elu kugregus. The shiurin must be gave to an oichlik we had before, the shiur of a gregus. You have to either grind, or you have to be borer, the shiur of a gregus. Chutz mi chayrish, a chutz from charisha plowing, the bechol shu lekama perakabonim. For charisha, even a kol shu yichayin. Charisha doesn't have a shiur. As any little charisha you do, it's a chosh of a maitha, yichayin for that. Vaitha, so the Mishnah says, v'oifa baking, hagoizis. Agoizis as a tzemer. You shear off the wool off the sheep. That's a malocha. Trash agoizis tzemer. The whole sham malochas shaychi b'tzemer shom lechas a mishkan. The rest of the malochas are all shaych in the wool when they used to make the wool to make the ureas. For the mishkan, they had to get the wool. Hamalavnoi, you would whiten it. Rashi mechabse benor. You would take the wool and wash it benor in the river. That's an av malocha of malavnoi. Washing something, whitening it. We have a naftsoi, that's called combing it out. Behatsoveya, then you go and dye the wool. Soveya is a malacha by itself. We have tova, you spin the wool to make it into a thread. We have mesach. What's a mesach? Rashi urdim. We have mesach, on the side it says, Kirish muta chuti ashesi. You have got to bring the picture book, but the way you used to weave then is a special weaver, a whole machine, how they get to put the threads through the machine to start weaving. So there's a shesi and an oru. Shesi means it goes long, and Arav goes across. So the way you used to stretch out the strings on the shesi, that's called the amesich. You're stretching out the threads on the weaving machine to get ready for weaving. That's an av malach of amesich. Vuadin vo'isa shtei botanirin. There's this type of process how to get the threads through the weaving machine, having pictures in between the rods, they are botanirin. That's like a hole that the thread goes through. So you put the thread through these two holes, that's called oiseh shtei botanirin, that's an av malacha by itself. For oiseh shtei botanirin, Rashi say, Rashi botanirin, shenoisen shnei chutim v'techa bais nir. You put two threads through the hole. Over geizes of malavda, the kul inek before a shum and kama for a perkoirin. Later on, we'll explain how much shear you need for shearing or for dyeing it. But here it says, oiseh shtei botanirin. You have to put enough thread through two holes. For your oirek, if somebody then weaves shnei chutin, you have to weave the length of two chutin. We'll see in the Gemara how long each chut has to be, but you have to weave the length of two strings. For your potseya shnei chutin, after it was woven, now you want to open it up. You want to cut the weaving. To say opening up two chutin yichayiv. Shrasha potseya means manatik. You like tear it open. Pomim shiyesh b'shnei chutin yosimidai. Sometimes for two chutin you have too much. Umanatik mihem, you rip it open, umaklishan, and you make it weak, litzerich, for a purpose of it. Because Rashi is about warning, l'chur is tamazoy, it's makalkal. If you stam have a nice beggar and you rip it, you'll be potter, it's not an av malach, you'll be makalkal the beggar. The Rashi says, sometimes it's a tzerich for this poitzeya. Tahani kula mi mesach vielach ad kosh romater, shaykhi birias. The rest of the, for least, not the rest, I mean, these next few malachis, hashaykh by the curtains of the Mishkan. How the Shaya Kosher and Matir in the Mishkan. So that's this Nechutim. Ha Kosher, you stand make a knot. Viha Matir, you untie the knot you chai for. Viha Toifesh Tzviris. somebody sews two stitches, Teufel shtei tefuah shechayiv. Hakarei yamanas litfosh shtei tefuah. Somebody rips off. You have a thread that you sewed up, and now you rip off two stitches, but it has to be yamanas litfosh. Because stam is it's mekalkul. Stam ripping something, you'd be mekalkul the beggar to be potter. But if you're ripping it on manas to be able to sew it back later, better, that's called like a kilkul on manas to sakin, that's called an abmalocha. Let's see, Rashi, famous Rashi here. V'ha toifeh v'koreya, v'iriya sevi, al manas litzfor. It has to be dafku the kavona to be able to sew it back again better. Pomim shanekiv ogul. Sometimes there's a round hole. V'yeni yochol toifeh yofa. And you can't sew it too good now. Elim ken koreya, unless first you cut it, and then you're able to sew it better. But if you stam rip the beged without das to sew it back again, well, it had to be mishkan. As we Rashi says on modern times, Rashi says the reason why you pop your stam, why had to be mishkan? It wasn't in the mishkan. We'll see later on. Rashi shita later on is really not like this. We had a Rashi on Aflam and Aleph and Beis, but Rashi says the pturius plus is makalkul. The pshat is the kureya is a malacha really. Just kareya by itself is a kilku, you're ruining the begid. And if a kilku, you're putter. So the only time you chayiv a kareya, it has to be almanas litzvah. You have to have kavon almanas to be mesakin the begid. It's not called a kilku. So it's not the p'tur like Rashi says here, because lehevi b'mishkan, it wasn't in the mishkan. The emesna could be it wasn't in the mishkan. But for kilku, you're putter all over. Alright, so we'll see more about it in the Gemara. But the Baal Rashi here says, Tam, the reason why kareya shalev litzvah is putter, because lehevi b'mishkan, you didn't have it in the mishkan. If you capture a deer on Shabbos, as Lav says deer, but who is in any animal you capture, tzad is chayiv. Rashi tzad is tzvi v'chol meleches oiroi and all the melech will get to the skin neheges petchoshim. It was by the one covering, one mishkan oil on the mishkan was made from the tchoshim skin. Le mishkan bar same with its skin. So at tzad tzvi you capture the deer. Hashoychtoi. Then you make a shchita nav malocha. The amavshitoi, pulling off the skin, picking the skin off the animal is a malocha. Halmolchoi. If you salt the skin, shrashya molchoi l'or. You salt the skin, that's called ibud. You're working over the skin, that's called a malocha. V'hamabed es oroi. You work over the skin. Mabed poshu means you like bang it. Amol, you start banging the skin or people trample over the skin, that's mechazikid, that's a nav malocha. Hamabed es oirin. We have a machkoi. You smooth it down. That's the malocha mamachkoi, drashi mamachkoi, megaru saroi. You like pulling off, mamachik. That's what's nagei amol, av malocha smoothing, so that's why you put vaseline on your body. If you'll smooth it down on Shabbos, you'll be nisa for mamachik. Mamachik is taking something and smoothing it down. That's called mamachik. So here also, they took the skin and like smoothed it down. Rashi says, Megara Sarod. So they pulled off the hair off the skin to smooth down the skin. That's the malacha of mamachik, smoothing something down. That's the yisr to use soap also. To use a bar of soap, the yisr is mamachik. You're smoothing down the soap. To use a liquid soap is alright. There's no mamachik there. But a solid thing that you're smoothing it down, that's yisr mamachik. If you cut something up into a size, says Rashi, mikatzeyu mechatcha l'ritzua sasandolim. You cut up the skin for a special size, like you need this. You need 2 inches here, 2 feet here. You cut it down to size. That's called mamachkoi. You have to cut it down to a size, something that's usable. If you stop cutting a piece of paper, it wouldn't be the sister. We have no use for it. If you cut it down to size, that'll be an issa mamachik. Ha'koisev shtei oisiyus. Somebody writes at least 2 oisiyus. That's the shia to be chayiv. Ve'hamoichik almanas listed. What then if you erase 2 oisiyus almanas to write 2 oisiyus? You chayiv. Ve'hamoichik almanas listed shtei oisiyus. Hey, the Gemara doesn't. The Mishnah doesn't say clear how much you have to erase. It just says ve'hamoichik. You erase almanas listed shtei oisiyus. This is a shalom liachreinim. What about this one big ois? And you erase this one big aleph, and you have das now to write 2 oisiyus there, to write aleph beis. Are you chayiv or not? Some say you chayiv. The ikka, of course, the ikka, the malacha is almanas lichtoiv. So since you're erasing enough space to write 2 oisiyus in here, even though you're only erasing 1 ois, you'd also be chayiv.
The opposite also be true.
Is what?
If I'm erasing 2 oisiyus,
yeah.
Or with the das only write 1?
I'm not sure. Rashi Kaisav Moichel Kamakorish Lamaimi Boyle Mishkan. What do you have to write by the Mishkan? They didn't write anything. Shekain Roshimin Al Karshia Mishkan. Well, they used to make the Mishkan that had the warts, a 20 on one side, 20 on the other side, and the corners used to exactly which board goes next to the next board. So they made a Roshim, a mark, on the board. Later, Ezer Ben Zugai, which board goes next to the next one. The Kaisav Ois Bezu, for Yais Bezu. O Moichel Pom Shetor. Sometimes they wrote Aleph Aleph, they made a mistake, they wrote the wrong lois, so they had to erase it. So they're erasing it, I'm not to write again. That's when the Mishkan, you have Zai Kaib yet in the Mishkan. If you build on Shabbos, Poshet Binyan has to be the Karka, you build up like the Mishkan, they build in the Karka, that's called the Malacha Deraisa. If you have Saisa, you take down, that's also Chayiv. And providing Saisa always has to be Almanas Livnais. Because Tamazai Saisa is also called the Kukum. But if you say so, Almanas Livnais Chayiv. Ha Mechabe, you take out fire. For you have Mavri and you light the fire. It's also Kasha, why he says it this way, Chushas is just the other way. Shur says first Mavri, you make the fire, and then Mechabe. Trashim Mechabe, Mavri, Be'esh. Shetaka Saducha Samamonim. It used to cook up the Samamonim, used to cook up the dye. So you had fire underneath it. It's easy, you could put out the fire, or you make the fire. Hamake Bapatish. If you do a Mak of a Patish, Yechatnav Malocha. That's the last Gemara Malocha. It's Rashi Mak of a Patish. Hu Gemara Kol Malocha. That's the last thing the Umin does when he makes a Keli. Shekein Umin Mak of a Kurnis al Asadin Leachlikoi the Gemara Malocha. When he finishes the Malocha, he takes his hammer to bank it down to smooth out the hammer. How a gemarshin also means the makma patish is a case of smoothing out the last bang that you smooth out what you're making. That's gemar melochem. Like you're making a tas, you're making a nice piece of jewelry, a piece of silver. The last bang you give on the silver to finish it off, that's called the makma patish. There are a lot of theories in this Rashi exactly what it goes on. We'll see later in the Perek HaBoino exactly what makma patish is. We'll see more about it later on. Right, and the last av melocha is what the Mesefta starts off with, Hoitzo. Ha-moitzi m'rshus l'rshus. If you carry out from Rishus Yechot to Rishus Rabbim, is Harei Elu Ovis Melochis. These are the Lametes Ovis Melochis, Aboim Chos Rachis. 39 Ovis Melochis. So, the Gemara. Gemara famous Kashmir, a few times already.